KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Coming up on the KOMO Afternoon News.
A major ruling in the fight for $30 car tabs. I'm Jeff Pogela with the latest from a King County judge.
KOMO News Time, 4 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A new round of tariffs on Chinese imports will not take effect on Sunday. It's part of a modest deal, a trade deal between Washington and Beijing.
The deal promises China will buy more than $40 billion in U.S. agriculture products over 2 years. That's about the same amount China bought 3 years ago before the trade war. And economic advisor Larry Kudlow says it's not signed yet.
We will translate English to Chinese, Chinese to English.
There are improvements for U.S. business and technology issues, but the big challenges come in phase two. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The Supreme Court will hear President Trump's case to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private. The Manhattan DA is seeking the president's tax returns as part of a criminal investigation. A ruling is expected in June. The House Judiciary Committee has approved two articles of impeachment. The committee's chair, Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York.
Today is a solemn and sad day. For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
The president says Democrats are staging a baseless witch hunt.
These are bad people, they're sick people, and they're corrupt.
A full House vote is expected on Wednesday. A 13-year-old charged in connection with the fatal stabbing of a college freshman in New York City has been ordered held without bail. The arresting officer testified that the juvenile was not the killer of Barnard College freshman Tessa Majors, but picked up the knife used in the crime and gave it to one of the other teens accused.
Police sources now tell us all three people of interest in this case attend the same middle school, and they're making fast progress in this investigation. Two knives now recovered, although police are unclear which, if any, are the murder weapon.
ABC Stacy Sager. State of emergency in New Orleans after a cyber attack prompted the city to shut down its computers. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The KOMO Afternoon News.
Friday afternoon, we have clouds 48 in downtown Seattle. KOMO News Time 4:02.
I'm Elisa Jaffe with Rick Van Sice, and here are the top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center. A King County judge has struck down Tim Eymond's motion for outside counsel in the $30 car tabs case. The latest from KOMO's Jeff Pogela.
Eymond, who is also running for governor, wanted the attorney general removed from the case, arguing that the AG had intentionally done a poor job of defending Initiative 976. But the judge denied that request and went on to say that Eymond filed the motion improperly anyway. However, Eymond and others were granted intervener status, allowing them to become co-defendants in the case. In a statement, the AG's office says it is not surprised by today's rulings. Eymond says those rulings came from a kangaroo court. Jeff Pogela, KOMO News.
The Washington State Department of Transportation awarded more than $57 million over construction delays for the Highway 99 tunnel.
Specifically, because they finished the tunnel almost 3 years later than they said they would in the contract.
That's spokeswoman Laura Newborn. A jury found that the contractor, Seattle Tunnel Partners, was responsible and ordered them to pay $57.2 million in damages. An appeal is expected.
Earlier this week, we learned the FAA quietly conducted a study following the crash of the first 737 MAX and projected up to 15 crashes in the coming decades. But KOMO's Charlie Harger tells us a statistics professor believes those numbers were very low.
MIT professor Arnold Barnett tells Forbes he believes the risk was 24 times worse than the FAA's estimate. He says if even 1% of pilots didn't follow the proper procedures for dealing with a malfunction on the MCAS system, it would be catastrophic. The plane has been grounded as Boeing completely reworks the MCAS system. Barnett says the groundings should have happened following the first crash. Charlie Harger, KOMO News.
And the driver of a tour bus dead after hitting a stopped school bus on a rural road in central Washington. We're told it was foggy in the area at the time of that crash this morning. State Patrol says some children on the school bus suffered minor injuries. This is in the town of Quincy. The school bus belongs to the school district there, and all the students on that bus, ranging from 5 to 15 years old, were taken to Quincy Valley Hospital, where they were reunited with family.
KOMO News Time, 4:04. Sue Romero watching the traffic and has our AAA traffic details.
Yeah, they are still working on an accident down near South Center. This is on the on-ramp coming from the mall, trying to get on to South 5. You may see it there off to the shoulder. It's actually making it tough on the main line. Southbound on I-5 is heavy from mid-Boeing Field down past the mall, and usually that stretch is not quite that bad. One of the biggest backups around is still trying to get through Everett. We had an earlier accident blocked for many hours this afternoon. It's clear northbound I-5, north of 526, but the backup starts, somewhere around South Everett, 128th, and continues up into Marysville. It's really, really packed just north of the Boeing Freeway there. That is making it tough eastbound on 526 to merge to I-5 from about Evergreen Way. Your next Como traffic at 414.
Let's talk about the weather. Very important launching into the weekend. And meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell with the latest.
Hi, everybody. It is Friday here in Western Washington. We are seeing some lingering showers, but some beautiful sun breaks out there as well. Snow slowly winding down over the Cascades. We'll still have a few bursts of it, though. So if you have past travel in mind, be sure to check on the latest conditions because they can change pretty quickly. Down below, we'll continue drying out as we head into the weekend, mainly dry and even a few nice sun breaks out there on Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy, everybody. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
A few of those breaks at SeaTac Airport now where it's partly cloudy and 47. You're in the middle of 20 minutes of nonstop news on Como at 4:06.
You probably won't be seeing many e-scooters on sidewalks when they come to Seattle next year. The city published an environmental review this week. The review proposes that the scooters be limited to 15 miles an hour and be barred from sidewalks. They would be allowed in bike lanes. The city of Seattle has been working on a pilot scooter program for months.
Well, if you're scrambling to get your Christmas shopping done, watch out for scam artists. A lot of thieves are using a tracking code scam to get your money when you use peer-to-peer websites like Etsy. And they give you a code, which you check after a couple of days. It says your package was delivered, but in reality, it was not.
Know that a lot of these peer-to-peer sites, it's not as secure as sometimes you want it to be. And if the package looks like it's been delivered, sometimes you're not going to get that money back in the way that you're hoping to.
Ben Spradling with the Better Business Bureau says that you need to make sure you understand the refund policies and avoid deals that appear too good to be true.
The Seattle Public Library will eliminate daily fees for overdue materials and forgive existing balances starting January 2nd. The change in policy follows the approval of a $219 million Seattle Library levy, which was passed in August. The Seattle Times reports the levy will pay for the loss of revenue caused by eliminating fines, as well as for extended hours for many library branches, seismic renovations at several sites, additional programs for patrons.
Well, he brought some of the biggest bands of the 1960s to Seattle. Como's Bill O'Neill looks back on the life of Boyd Grafmeyer.
Born in Bellingham and raised in Seattle, Boyd Grafmeyer booked weekend shows at the Eagles Auditorium. Including a Doors show in 1967 that saw 4,000 people turned away just after the band released Light My Fire. He was the driving force behind the 1969 Seattle Pop Festival, which drew more than 50,000 people to Woodinville to see the Doors, Santana, the Birds, and more. Grafmeyer, who had been battling throat cancer, died Monday in Port Townsend at the age of 79. That's where the Seattle Times reports Grafmeyer spent the final years of his life, living in a small apartment and walking several miles a day. Bill O'Neill, Como News.
Microsoft says it's coming out with a new video game console called the Xbox Series X. The head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, made the announcement during last night's Game Awards and said the Series X will be released during the 2020 holiday season.
Xbox Series X will lead us into the future of console gaming. Our fastest, most powerful Xbox will set a new bar for performance, speed, compatibility.
A tweet from Microsoft showed the new console and called it the most powerful Xbox ever. The Series X will come with a Bluetooth-enabled controller that has a rechargeable battery, which Microsoft says has up to 40 hours of life. The reveal comes a couple of months after Sony announced its new console, the PlayStation 5, which will also launch in the 2020 holiday season.
Very cool. Well, speaking of gifts and such, you know this is our big day here at Como to help the Salvation Army raise toys, your donations, your financial donations too, all to help those who are in need. And Taylor Van Sice is on the beat this afternoon.
I'm here at Como Plaza in downtown Seattle. All you got to do to find us is look for the Space Needle, and we're right on underneath it at 4th and Broad. And this is all to benefit the Salvation Army. The Como Toy Drive going on until later this evening at 7 o'clock. And the best way to donate either is going to one of our drop-off locations at Fred Meyer in Puyallup, Bothell, or Issaquah, or here at Como Plaza. Even better, I think, online at comonews.com/toy drive. The need is very great this year, and we have a unique opportunity to match the money donated this time around. Because of a Wold Family Foundation gift match, if we raise $50,000, they chip in another $50,000, giving us a grand total of $100,000 to help kids have toys for Christmas. And older kids get things like gift cards or movie tickets. It's all beneficial, and it goes toward all of the folks in our area. One of the things I didn't know is when you donate cash online, the Salvation Army is able to see which zip code that credit card is from, and it stays in that zip code when you donate. The money goes to the kids down the street that need it the most. Find us online, comonews.com/toy drive, or at any of these locations, Fred Meyer in Puyallup, or Bothell, or Issaquah, or right here at Como Plaza.
All right, thanks, Taylor. And I got to tell you, our tally is at $37,000 and change. So we get to the 50. We're going to match that. No problem.
We can do that.
Sure, absolutely. And you know what? If you donate $50 or more between now and 5 o'clock, we'll give you a 5-pack of tickets to LeMaze. That's the Festival of Lights on Pier 91. So come on.
Yeah.
Let's get your donations
in.
It.
You give, we give. Time to check in now with Bill Swartz at the Harley Exterior Sports Desk. On to the Elite Eight for the Husky volleyball team.
Senior Kara Bajima recorded 24 kills and 13 digs, leading the University of Washington to a Sweet 16 win over Kentucky. Up next, the Huskies play number one seed Baylor on their home court in Waco, Texas, tomorrow afternoon. Now, Kara Bajima and UW is ready for a hostile environment.
I think that playing in away arenas gives us a little bit of that edge, and I like it. I like when people are against us. I think it motivates every single one of us.
UW football continues Las Vegas Bowl workouts here in Seattle. The Dogs players also finishing up fall quarterfinals. Follow the Huskies and Boise State Broncos next Saturday at 4:30 on both Como Radio and TV. The Seahawks are bringing offensive lineman Ethan Posick off injured reserve, but put running back Rashad Penny in that same category. Jadeveon Clowney has been sick all week, and linebacker Michael Kendricks is doubtful with a hamstring injury. The Hawks go to Carolina for a Sunday morning contest with the Panthers. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz on the home of the Huskies, Como News.
An update now on a story we brought you earlier this week about hackers and home security systems.
There are growing concerns from customers around the country that hackers are increasingly breaking into their Ring home security cameras, using the popular devices to spy on.
I can see it in the bed. Come on, look the f*** up.
Taunt.
And it goes like doon, 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 doon.
And even extort residents. Listen to this.
Pay this 50 Bitcoin ransom or else you will get terminated yourself right now.
That's the voice of an alleged hacker who gained access to Tanya Amador's camera in Texas.
It was coming from the camera. It really catches you off guard.
Other disturbing videos have surfaced this week. In Florida, an alleged hacker directing racist comments at this Ring owner.
So did your child come out black or like kind of like light-skinned? I don't know.
What?
Experts say this is part of a larger security crisis affecting the ever-growing market for smart home devices connected to the internet, like doorbells and hidden cameras.
It's not a breach of Ring accounts. It's that they're finding breached passwords and usernames from other incidents totally unrelated, and then checking to see if users of Ring accounts have reused passwords on multiple services.
Meanwhile, Ring responding with a statement saying, quote, "We have no evidence of an unauthorized intrusion or compromise of Ring systems or network. Unfortunately, when the same username and password is reused on multiple services, it's possible for bad actors to gain access to many accounts."
Companies are really concerned about too much friction, just too much effort to set up the device. They're worried that if it's too hard, someone just won't do it.
Experts say to combat this problem, customers should practice good password hygiene and enable two-factor authentication to keep bad actors away, but also say this is just the beginning of a larger issue with the Internet of Things. Everything being connected makes everyone vulnerable.
Good warning there. That's ABC's Will Reeve. It's 414.
Sue Romero with our AAA traffic.
And it looks like we have a new stall south of downtown Seattle. This is southbound I-5 approaching the West Seattle Bridge in the right lane. Just a slight backup behind it from about I-90 down to it. But before that, it'll be quite heavy from Northgate all the way down towards the Convention Center on your way into downtown Seattle. The accident near South Center still being worked on from the on-ramp from the mall, South Center, to southbound I-5. It's off to the right shoulder, but it's causing a backup on the main line from mid-Boeing Field still and all the way down to the exit. And in fact, the slowdown will continue down towards 188th past the mall. If you continue south, that'll be heavy from Highway 18 and Federal Way most of the way down towards the Tacoma Dome. And then in the north end, really looking heavy still through Everett due to a long-term accident. It is finally clear after about 3 hours, but the backup starts solidly from before State Route 526 heading north on I-5, just bumper to bumper most of the way up to Marysville. Your next Como traffic at 424.
Another day of gray skies tomorrow, and we will have just a slight chance of showers on Saturday with highs in the mid-40s. Sunshine returns Sunday, but it's going to stay December-like as far as our temperatures go. 43 to 45 degrees for the high on Sunday under that sunshine. Downtown Seattle now, it's 48.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Seattle's only 24-hour news station, Como News.
Checking some of our top stories now. Jeremy Grader at the editor's desk. I'm Rick Van Sice with Elisa Jaffe.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is responding to comments about him made by President Trump. President compared the South Bend, Indiana mayor to Mad Magazine mascot Alfred E. Newman, even mentioned he dreams about him. Buttigieg said the comments left him a little unsettled, but isn't worried about further attacks in the future.
Locally, it was the contractor's fault, not the state's, as today a jury awards $57 million to Washington State for delays on the Highway 99 tunnel. The Seattle Tunnel Partners have been ordered to pay up. They say they will appeal.
From tariffs to the impeachment trial and the president's taxes.
It has been a very busy day in Washington, D.C., and we start with the breaking news that the question over releasing those financial records is going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. ABC's Andy Field monitoring and joins us with the latest.
Well, depending on the Supreme Court's decision, and they have decided to take this case, you know, this has been going on for months now, President Trump may finally have to hand over his personal financial records and tax returns to congressional committees and a New York prosecutor who wants to get their hands on it. The president and the Treasury Department have fought for months in court to try to keep those records private. All the lower courts have said the president must hand over those records. And the Supreme Court is the court of last resort. They have decided to take this on. They will hear oral arguments in March. And we could get possibly a landmark decision on a presidential power to keep records private. That could come as early as June.
The president weighing in today as well on the impeachment trial, should it wind up in the Senate. What are we hearing from him? Does he want a quick or an extended trial?
Well, it depends on what hour you talk to the president. Sometimes he says he wants it quick. We were hearing that perhaps he would like to get witnesses, including Joe Biden and Adam Schiff and others up there, although I'm not quite sure how those witnesses will help him in his defense. But there are other people who are advising him, no, just make this quick and dirty, because there's no chance that you're going to be removed from office with the Republican majority. And here's the oddest thing about all this. The president has met with Mitch McConnell, who would basically set up the rules for the trial in the Senate, because he runs the Senate as the Republican and Senate majority leader. It is almost like you or me going to a trial, and we know the jury foreman, and we invite the jury foreman over for a drink, and we say, hey, here's how I'd like the trial to go. And the jury foreman goes, no problem, sir. We're going to make that happen for you.
Another big story out of Washington, D.C. in the White House has to do with trade and China. Of course, this is very important to Washington State. What's the latest?
The president is, of course, saying this is a fantastic deal, although Larry Kudlow, his economic advisor, when pressed on some of the details, was pretty vague on this here. We talked to some economists. The president's promising anywhere between $40 and $50 billion worth of guarantees that China will buy agricultural goods from this country. If it's $40 billion, the economists that we spoke with say that would get us right back to exactly what the regular trade with China in agriculture was back in 2016. That was 3 years ago. Now they say $40 to $50 billion, but that's over the course of 2 years. So a lot of critics are saying, yeah, this is a trade deal, but basically with all this angst and all the tariffs and everything, you're basically getting back to where you were 3 years ago. So it doesn't seem to be any great victory. And it's not signed yet.
And this would be in exchange for $160 billion worth of Chinese imports that wouldn't have tariffs leveled on them?
You know, these numbers seem to be amorphous. One of the things that's interesting is that what they were going to have was a huge increase in tariffs starting this weekend that would have affected consumer electronics, clothing, toys, all the things that people buy at Christmas here.
And that's what analyst says will be passed down to consumers, too. Andy Field reporting from Washington, D.C., Como News Time 420.
Means let's get over to Jim Chesko with our Propel Insurance Money Update.
Stocks barely budged in the final session of the week, though the NASDAQ Composite and S&P 500 were both able to finish with fresh closing highs for a second straight session. The Dow Industrials rose just 3 points today, the NASDAQ gained 17, and the S&P was just fractionally higher. All of those indexes were up for the week, though the gains were less than 1%. A prominent gainer, Adobe, the software maker's fiscal fourth quarter results reported late yesterday, were a smidge above analyst estimates. Shares jumped nearly 4% today. That's Your Money Now.
Your Money News on Como at 20 and 50 past every hour right here. Coming up, it's a festive take on a cocktail favorite. We'll explore a holiday version of the classic Moscow Mule. Nowhere but right here. Also, a check on traffic straight ahead.
She's a hiker, a biker, loves driving her Mustang.
And my BMW motorcycle.
Marina Rockinger with the fastest way home. Afternoon traffic every 10 minutes on the Fours, Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and your smart speaker.
Have you been lied to?